This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Despite more than 2 million people in the UK being blind or partially sighted, a recent survey has found over half of shoppers admit they've never considered how challenging the weekly shop can be if you have a visual impairment. Katie Piper, disability activist who has a visual impairment herself, and the Royal Society for Blind Children are backing a campaign to make shopping more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And Katie is here today to talk about some findings from the recent research and the campaign's planning to make shopping easier. Hi Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What are some of the things that can happen in a day-to-day shop that cause stress for you or make the shopping a bit harder?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've certainly found a supermarket can be quite overwhelming and overstimulating. You know, it's busy, it's loud. Often, like many mums, I'm really trying to sort of get in, get out because it's in a long list of chores. And I think, you know, when I lost my left eye, I completely obviously lost that peripheral vision and that judging of depth and distance. So it became a place where I think I actually lost confidence and kind of dreaded going. But having two young kids, it's not something that you can avoid. And I think it was really interesting that when I saw this research, it's not just people with limited vision that feel like this. I think one of the stats was 21% of shoppers said that labels are hard to read, signage is unclear. Like, there's a lot of everyday frustrations for not just people who are affected by vision loss, and also people who maybe identify as neurodivergent, who find it really hard to be in crowded spaces and do get overstimulated. So I found it very positive to hear about Navi Lens, and I'm sure actually so many people that are listening to this chat will already know about Navi Lens and use it. But I think what I found really, really encouraging is that Fruit Shoot are the first UK kids drink brand to put that tech on their packaging. And for me, you know, when I'm explaining it in layman's terms to other people who might not have heard of it, it basically just turns my whole shopping experience into audio, which is so much more accessible for me. And I like the independence. Like, the biggest thing I struggle with is I don't want to ask my kids. I don't want to stop someone and look for a staff member. I just want to get in, get the things I want, not make any mistakes, not have to return stuff. And also the thought that it doesn't just stop in the supermarket. You know, once you've unpacked and put things in your cupboard, you can then rely on the Navi Lens technology to find things in the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much that having an audio-based system gives people, like you say, you have control over choosing the right products, learning the nutrition information. If there are products sort of like period products or things that you want to be private, it gives you an extra layer of privacy that you wouldn't have if you had to go out and talk to members of staff. And that's also something a lot of people enjoy self-checkouts for different reasons, because it means that they don't have to interact with someone if they feel like they don't have to. But visually impaired people often don't get the choice about how much they interact with people in person. So it gives a lot more control to the shopping experience.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's almost like a dignity thing, isn't it? Like, why should you have to stop and share that information with somebody? And what is like just an everyday thing for somebody else becomes a huge challenge. So, you know, if there's something here that can make it less difficult, it feels like a no-brainer. So I hope, my real hope from this is that with a big brand doing it and doing it so boldly and unapologetically, the other brands will follow, and it will be something we see everybody using rather than it being a tech and a label for those with a disability. Will it become like the new voice notes? You know, most of us don't text as much as we used to. We use voice notes, and that's not because of a visual impairment. It's just ease and speed, and because it's available, why not? And I would love that to happen on all of our packaging.
Yeah, absolutely. And the survey also found some small things that people may not think about that they do in supermarkets, like leaving trolleys in the aisle or blocking different products that shoppers can maybe try and take a bit of control over. What are some of those small things that other shoppers could think about that would make your experience a bit easier?
Yeah, I think, do you know what, it seems obvious when you say it out loud, you know, things like trolleys in the way, but it's about just being considerate of others and their space, and not everybody has the same access needs. And actually, when you see people on their phones, they could be using a piece of tech like we're talking about, and not to get irritated thinking, oh, they're in my way with their head down on the phone. They could be using something like this or researching something. So I think it's about taking a breath, slowing down, tolerating others, being kinder, and not just assuming we all have the same shopping experience, because it's definitely not one size fits all.
Absolutely. And obviously, you've touched on Navi-Lens and some of those customer interaction things that could be positive changes. Are there any broader changes you'd like supermarkets to make? Maybe universal layouts or anything along those lines that you think would make the shopping experience a bit more predictable and easier?
Well, I almost think the exciting thing about this is because it's literally, you know, effectively, it's a QR code effectively on packaging. That would mean no other changes would need to be made, because actually the tech takes care of the layout and it works on like 20, 30 meters away and guides you to where you need to go. So almost that one small change could have a huge impact and mean that you don't need any other changes. So I think I like that thought of, let's not make it hard for people to be more inclusive and more diverse. Like, one small change is a massive change to a community.
Absolutely. And one of the positive things from this survey as well was that I think around 37% of people said they'd be more willing to buy products from companies that were making an effort to be accessible and inclusive. So that shows that people do care about brands trying to make things easier and be considerate of the whole range of shoppers that they're providing for.
Yeah, I actually really love that, because I think, you know, it is difficult times where you can look at certain things going on in the world and feel a little bit hopeless about society. But actually, you're right. When you hear a stat like that, I think it was like 60% of Gen Z said they would lean more to a brand that was supporting access needs like that. You think, wow, actually, it's not just the minority that are affected that want this, it's everybody wants a better shopping experience. And I think that does kind of restore your faith in society a little bit. You know, when you look at the data, shopping is stressful for everybody, but I think together we can make it a more inclusive experience. And I think even if you're a bit of a tech phobe, I would urge you to try this, to embrace it. And it's funny, probably now you've heard this interview, you'll probably go about your day and notice Navi-Lens on other things outside of sort of drinks and food. You might see it at the train station, you might see it on a museum visit. And I just think it's a really hopeful thing and a really positive way forward.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Katie Piper, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much. Lovely to speak to you.